Foodie Films is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage Club related, head on over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me. Foodie fans, and welcome to Foodie Films. This is episode 7, lucky number 7, and I'm lucky to be doing this podcast and to have you guys listening. This has just been so much fun so far, and I just want to keep it going and talking great films with some great people, and this is just another fun episode for you here today. And we're going to be talking The Waterboy with one of my oldest friends, Chris Carroll. Chris, I say it on the episode, I'll say it again, that you can hear him on High School Slumber Party. They talk D3 Mighty Ducks, and I heard that episode, and I went, Chris, I need to have you on a Foodie Films episode. And so we're both big Adam Sandler fans, and you're like, Waterboy, like, that's not a foodie film. But hey, the guy brings water to his teammates, and you need water for everything. So, I mean, cut me some slack. But this is just a fun episode. Before it begins, it was the Emmys this past Monday. So we don't only celebrate the big screen here, we celebrate the small screen. And I just want to say, I mean, you know, there's just so many great food programs from reality to documentary style to even narrative. In the past, I know Master of None has been nominated and won as a series, and that's just such a great, I mean, I love Aziz Ansari, and of course Eric Wareheim is just, I follow him on Instagram, and the guy owns a winery, and I've actually went to a wine tasting with him, and I think I've posted that on the Foodie Films Instagram, and his wine is great, and he's such a great foodie, and just posts magnificent pictures and experiences he's had all over the world. But this year, well, first, actually, not a foodie program, but congrats to Henry Winkler. And that's appropriate because he's in the movie that we'll be discussing today, The Waterboy. Henry Winkler won, Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series for Barry, the HBO show Barry. We mentioned that in the episode, that he's awesome on that show. And he ended up winning an Emmy. So congratulations, Henry Winkler. I know Somebody Feed Phil, which was a big inspiration for this podcast. And also, I love our theme song, and his theme song was nominated for Outstanding Original Main Title Theme Song. So it was nominated, so congratulations, Phil Rosenthal, and everyone that works for Somebody Feed Phil. And then Parts Unknown was, you know, Anthony Bourdain's the late great. His program, Parts Unknown, was nominated for a bunch of awards and won. And some of the awards they won were Outstanding Picture for a Nonfiction Program, Outstanding Informational Series, and Outstanding Writing. And then also Top Chef was nominated for Outstanding Reality Program. I believe it went to RuPaul's Drag Race, but as you know, and I've said it plenty of times, that I got to work on a season of Top Chef, and I can tell you that that's just, in the crazy world of reality TV, that's actually a quality program where you have very talented chefs competing, and sure, they'll edit some things together to make it seem crazier than it is, but you have talented people that are doing what they love, what they're passionate about, and that's what's that's the more real reality TV than, you know, just those docuseries. Then not that, I mean, they're always picked on, but like the Kardashians just making everything. Who cares? But these are people that are just like, you see what they create and in quick periods of time and just like on the spot. And that's what's amazing about food. And that's what's awesome about what they capture for on TV. So congratulations to all the Emmy winners, all the nominees. What a, you know, awards programs, whether you like them or not, it's still very impressive what these people do. And so without further ado, this is the episode Waterboy with my good friend, Chris Carroll, and enjoy. So what's going on, Chris?
Not much.
Thanks for having me. We're in your your Rangers room. This is the same room that you had Brian over from High School Slumber Party, right? And that was that your first podcast experience?
Yeah, it was my first one. I'll try not to ruin yours like I tried for his.
You did. I called you right after I listened to it.
I know. You made me feel good. You gave me a big congratulations.
It. Yeah, guys, check it out. I feel like I mention it, but there's a reason I mention it, High School Slumber Party. It's a great podcast hosted by my old co-host of P.S. I Love Hoffman, Brian Rodriguez. And Chris was on the Mighty Ducks, D3 episode, because that's the high school, the Seton...
Eaton Hall.
That's not Seton Hall. Seton Hall's by us. Eaton Hall is the fictitious prep school. But so check out that episode. But we're here talking foodie films, and so the food movie we'll be talking. Well, is it a food movie? I don't really know. But it's got water
it's
in
beverage.
The title.
Yeah,
it's a beverage.
They eat some alligators.
Food and drink. Exactly. We're actually it's in the background. It's we're looking at the first dinner scene right now. It's the big snake. But the movie is The Water Boy. So, looking forward to talking about that. But before we get into the movie, Chris, I'm excited to talk to you about food in general because, well, I've known Chris for over 15, going on, what did we just kind of figured out before? 17 years for the most part. But you're not, I feel like you're becoming more adventurous when it comes to food, right?
Yeah, for the first... I'd say 24 years of my life, maybe, I didn't try any sauces ever. No syrup,
no condiments?
Yeah, no condiments. I hated condiments because I hate ketchup. That's something I'm not going to bend
Still
on.
Still hate it.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I can't stand the smell. I don't really like pasta sauce either. I'm a disgrace to Italians. But I'm getting a little better. Like, I'll eat syrup on waffles now and stuff like that, but I'm still a little picky.
Well, recently, I feel like you've been traveling a bit more, and you mentioned this is, I feel like this will be the follow-up story, because on the High School Slumber Party episode, you shared with the listeners how you won, cruise tickets, right? At the Rangers game.
I won a competition where I beat two guys in a race, and I won a cruise for 7 nights, Royal Caribbean, St. Martin, St. Thomas, and Bahamas.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
And you experienced it now, so yeah. What was it like?
A lot of food. I ate a lot of food. Probably ate more dessert in that week than I had in 10 years previously altogether.
All the buffets and everything.
Yeah, I couldn't stop.
How did the buffets fare? Because you've done like. I'm sorry. I'm asking you this question. I look up and it's a Roy Orbison tattoo on the butt. You've done an all-inclusive resort. You've done a few of those, right? But then this is like a cruise. So it's like similar but different.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing, except on the cruise, the alcohol wasn't included.
Oh.
I'm not a huge drinker anyway, so it didn't mean much to me. But
what did you think of the food in the sense of buffets? You know, people just think mass-produced. Like, was it good? I mean, it's Royal Caribbean. It's supposed to be a better cruise line.
It was pretty good. They put a lot of hamburgers and stuff out, and you could tell they didn't... It's not like they cooked it to perfection. You know, they kind of just slapped it out there. But when you're cooking 300 burgers, you're not really worried about it.
Mm-hmm. And did you like any of the food on the, like, on the islands? You said St. Martin and
Yeah,
Bahamas
and St. Thomas, I went to a food truck, and it was, I had some spicy chicken that was very good.
You are a chicken man.
I love chicken.
Buffalo
chicken and watermelon, and I'm good for life.
But the spicy, what, like a jerk style?
Yeah, it was, I guess you'd call it like a jerk chicken. type of...
jerk chicken.
Yeah, jerk
chicken. No, that's cool. That's food trucks, that's, you know, not everyone's a fan of food trucks. I think, I mean, you know, they're definitely becoming more and more popular, but we're going to be going to Austin in the end of October for a bachelor party, so then that's like food truck heaven, so I'm glad you enjoyed a food truck there, so maybe we'll, you know.
Yeah, I'll definitely give the food trucks a try.
Do you like barbecue food?
I'm not a huge fan, but I can eat it.
Yeah. They've got good... Do you like turkey? They've got good turkey.
Yeah, I'll eat some turkey.
We're going to Franklin's Barbecue, which is a mecca for, like, barbecue food, and was in the, you know, the end-all, be-all foodie film chef. But everyone always talks about the brisket and the pulled pork and the ribs, which are fantastic, but the smoked turkey there is amazing. So definitely going to have you try some of that. But... We're talking about The Waterboy and 1998 Adam Sandler film. I mean, I feel like this just struck us at the best, like, time of our lives as far as just, like, silly. I love the movie. I'm not saying you have to like it just, you know, as a kid, but we were in 1998, what, 11 years old?
Yeah, and that, it was perfect at that age. I definitely saw it in the movie theater a few times, and it has so many great moments.
This is prime Sandler. Like, before, he still even hasn't made big... I think Big Daddy is 1999.
Yeah.
And so what are your... You don't even have to give me, like, numerically, but what are your favorite, you know, what are the up there, the Holy Grail Sandler films?
Let's say Happy Gilmore, then Big Daddy, Billy Madison, Waterboy, and then Punch Drunk Love. A little different than his normal style, but
it's a great movie. That was like the introduction, the world's introduction to, like, Adam Sandler can do, like, a serious film. I mean, he's still funny in that movie, and I love we covered it on P.S. I Love Hoffman. His scenes with Philip Seymour Hoffman just, like, screaming that phone conversation is amazing.
That's definitely one of my favorite movie scenes.
Just like, shut.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore, that's got to be... You're a big hockey person, as we said.
I relate a lot to that movie because he's somebody who really wants to be in the NHL, and he just doesn't have it, but it doesn't stop him. And I'm kind of like that, I'd say.
Have you tried golf?
No, but I'll give it a shot. I'm pretty good. I've done the driving range, and I'm pretty good at it.
There you go.
But I've never played an actual game of golf.
But that's what he's good at. He needs to work. He's, what, Chubbies, right? Is that
Chubbs.
Chubbs.
Yeah.
Chubbs help. With his short.
Yeah, if I got to get my own chubs, and then I'll be good to go.
Yeah, it's all in the hips. But Waterboy, like we said, we've got water in the title. But when rewatching this for this episode, I'm like, you know what? There definitely is more than just talking about water to this movie. But I mean, water is obviously essential just in the world of cooking alone, and just so many facets. But this is a fun movie. I knew we would have a fun time talking about it. So what do you like about The Waterboy?
It's just so many good parts in the movie, and it's he's got all his friends in the movie, and I just like the whole way he has nothing at first, and at the end of the movie he has everything. He goes from nobody giving a crap about him to a whole stadium full of people cheering for him.
Yeah, in the, what is it? I think it's like he's been for 18 years or something like that.
Yeah, he worked for the, I think it's Louisiana. He was the water boy for 18 years. And
yeah.
They just fire him at the start of the movie.
And he's, if you haven't seen the movie, watch the movie. It's a silly, awesome Adam Sandler movie. He's just over the top water. Like, water is his life.
Yeah.
He lives with his mom. To the best of his knowledge, his dad died in the Sahara Desert because he had no water.
Yeah, and that's the reason why he wants to be a water boy so
bad. And quench people's thirst. Do you enjoy? I know people that don't like water.
I don't look forward to drinking it, and a lot of the time I'll drink seltzer instead. But I know I have to drink it. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's. You try to drink vitamin water, and you're drinking all this junk that your body doesn't need. you should just have some water.
Yeah, I would think, especially just during sports matches, even though, I mean, there's the famous, you know, the Gatorade and everything like that. But I just feel like just during a sports game, you know, you want water. Or water is what's best. You're sweating it out.
I definitely feel like I perform better when I play hockey when I drink actual water, but I will drink a lot of Gatorade.
Yeah.
So, I'd go with the water.
Just anything that, you know, you pour it on yourself and you feel sticky afterwards. I just feel,
yeah,
you know,
it's probably not,
you got to be sticky on the inside.
Yeah, you got to lubricate yourself.
Yeah, it's all about lubrication.
It's not going to work with Gatorade.
Yeah. So. So I said it before, you know, let's play a scene with who I think is the MVP of this movie, Henry Winkler, is amazing.
Yeah, he definitely is, because when I was a kid, I'm so used to seeing him as Fonzie, because Happy Days would be on Nick at Night. And then you think, oh, he's this cool guy. And then in this movie, he's just a wreck of a human being.
I love that they do that, that they take, like you said, the cool, like, who was at one point, like, one of the coolest guys on Earth. I actually listened to a great episode of Pete Holmes' You Made It Weird podcast, and the most recent guest he had was Henry Winkler, because just he met him through, I forget who, but, you know, he's on that show, HBO show Barry now. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I loved it.
Barry's great awesome. Show. Such a great show. But Henry Winkler is just, like, he really is just, like, the nicest guy.
Yeah.
I think even in Little Nicky, don't they sting him
with,
like,
stung
a thousand
with
bees?
Because,
like, America's sweetheart, like, Henry Winkler, and he's, like, waving to people. Like,
yeah,
all
and then
covered
just
in
gets
bees.
Swarmed in bees.
But this movie, like you said, he was just, you know, cool Fonzie, and this one he's just a wreck, and totally he got screwed over by the head coach of Louisiana State or whatever, and now he's coaching the Mud Dogs, which I actually kind of like that name. How is that fair in your fake sports?
I like the name. It kind of exemplifies what kind of team they are, because it's, I don't know what kind of animal, a mud dog, it's just a muddy dog, I guess.
Yeah, of the swamps.
It's not like the tigers or a tough animal, it's just a muddy dog.
Yeah. But like I said, let's play Henry Winkler or Coach Klein trying to get something out of the water boy.
Bobby? Water sucks. Gatorade is better.
What?
Use it on the field. Gatorade not only quenches your thirst better, it tastes better too, idiot.
You're drinking the wrong water.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks. Water sucks.
No,
it really, really sucks.
You don't mean it. You're bad people.
That's what he's doing throughout the film once he sees this amazing talent of Bobby Boucher, is that he knows he needs to get this anger out and channel.
He needs to give him his tackling fuel.
Yeah. What is it? What does he say? Pretend?
Yeah.
but Gatorade. I can't, like, how... This was a movie I remember... You know, like, I think the up there comedies you can just quote so much, in this movie you can quote a lot. This was a movie I remember seeing with, like, a bunch of kids from school, and one of the first movies I saw, like, just, like, you know, like, friends said, let's go see a movie, and we rode our bikes to, you know, Westwood Theater or something like that. But that we watched it and we just constantly quoted it, especially in gym class, like any, like, you know, activity part, we would just be looking at one another and just saying Gatorade. Chris, what are some of your favorite parts? You said there's so many memorable parts of this movie. What are some of your favorite parts of this movie?
I like when he uses the quarterback and he visualizes him. He's just calling him Needle Dick. And he says, Needle Dick, Needle Dick. Instead of, you know, the snap count, he's yelling Needle Dick at him.
There's that. And then who are the people that he imagines? He imagines
the Louisiana Coach Red.
Yeah, Coach Red.
His mother at one point.
Which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, when she tells him not to date Vicky.
Yeah.
Um,
Coach Klein when he does the Gatorade.
Yeah, Coach Klein.
And then I guess the quarterback, that quarterback.
And then the black kicker does the KKK guy's head.
I remember seeing that in the trailer and not knowing like what that was.
Yeah, because I know about the KKK. You don't know what the KKK is really.
But and then he also just like I guess voice wise Captain Insano.
Oh yeah, yeah. Captain played Insano.
Played by
the giant. That's the giant.
Yeah.
WWF, he was the Big Show, but in WCW, he was the Giant.
Yeah, he was the Giant. That was before it became the W. Or,
it was two different things. I was a WCW fan, so I know him as the Giant.
As the Giant?
Yeah. And another scene I really like is the note that his original team writes for him in the suggestion box to eat shit and kill himself.
You're right. This movie, like, you know, we have it on, like, silent in the background watching it. It's like, sad. There's also a lot of, like, kind of like it's the 90s, so it's like poking fun at like gays in this movie. We just watched him sack a quarterback, and he's like, "I love you."
Yeah, because he was imagining his mama's head.
Yeah,
and now they're telling each other they love each other.
And then when they go around, when Vicky goes around to get everyone to come to the hospital, she goes to the cop's doors.
Yeah, and they both have their shirtless. Yeah.
Also making an appearance in this movie, not the real, but Colonel Sanders. That's food related with chicken.
Yeah, the KFC man. I like when he goes to college and he's in Colonel Sanders' class, and he asks why alligators are ornery, and Bobby, all he knows is what his mom has told him his whole life, and she told him that they're angry because they have all these teeth and no toothbrush. And then the professor tells him, no, it's because of the medulla oblongata, and that's the only reason I know what that is, because of this movie. You know, and
I think it taught a generation.
Yeah, probably. I think millions of people know what that is because of this movie, to be honest. But and then he doesn't like that he told him he's wrong. He answers another question wrong. Bobby gets mad, tackles him. Yeah.
What do you think of him as far as a defensive player? Is he? I mean, he does a couple of illegal moves. I feel he does like a power bomb at one point.
Yeah, he. You know, in the 90s, a lot of his stuff would have been okay, but now he can't. He could barely hit anyone, so he'd be getting
flags left and right.
Yeah, personal fouls all day.
This is. I mean, like you said, this is also a movie that he has all of the people that he's worked with before. Like, do you even like know the names of like those guys?
Yeah, I know most of his friends' names. The quarterback is Peter Dante. And the linebacker goes, that's Jonathan Logren, I think that's how you say his name.
Yeah.
And then his friend is one Alan Covert is the one of the Hicks that's like a fan.
Oh, he's I never yeah,
the guy who hangs out with Ron Howard's brother.
Yeah, Ron Howard's brother who always makes like I feel like cameos in comedies, like he's in the Austin Powers and but oh okay, so that's the one, he's grandma's boy,
yeah,
lead guy. Ah, okay.
They've been friends like their whole career.
Okay. He needs to keep using those guys.
Yeah.
Now he's moved on, he's done.
He's got such a big like roster of people he uses for his movies that his guys kinda don't get as much shine as they used to.
Yeah, and this is the first movie I think he also used Rob Schneider.
Yeah. Which is funny because he plays the same part Rob Schneider is in the movie The Animal.
Yeah, the you can do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You can do it. You can do it all night long.
That's a class. Oh, here we go. Here's a food scene. You know, we're gonna watch it right now, so we'll play it for you, and then we'll talk about it.
That looks nice, Mama. Here you go, Vicky Valancourt.
Thank you.
Mama, Vicky is an astrologist.
I don't believe in that sort of thing personally. Astronomy is one of the many tools of the devil.
You sure played great yesterday, Bobby.
What did my boy play great?
Waterboy. Yeah, Waterboy. He played Waterboy great. Everybody who was thirsty got a drink right away. Yesterday at the football game.
Foosball. Bunch of overgrown monsters manhandling each other. Remember when that man wanted you to play foosball, Bobby?
Yeah, Roy Orbison came.
Coach Klein. I remember.
So, Bobby, did they ever catch that gorilla what escaped from the zoo and punched you in the eye?
No, Mama. The search continues.
What would you think if Bobby did play football, Mrs. Bushank?
Well, I wouldn't think much of it at all. And to tell you the truth, I don't think much of you and all your snotty questions, Miss Valancourt. I'm quite disturbed to see that you're so interested in my boy.
I'm very, very interested in your boy, Miss Bushank.
Really? Well, did he tell you about how much his feet smell?
Mama.
He has to wear two pair of socks.
Well, men are supposed to have stinky feet.
Well, are men supposed to wear pajamas featuring a cartoon character by the name of Deputy Doll?
Mama, please.
Well, you know what? I happen to find Deputy Dog to be very, very sexy.
Did he tell you about a little bedtime problem?
Mama, I'm begging you, don't.
That's his sheet back there.
Philly, excuse me, ladies. I'm gonna go hang myself.
Now, you see what you done?
What I did?
Now, you listen here, Cupcake. The onlyest woman in my boy's life is me. Nobody's gonna take him away. Especially not some godless Jezebel like you.
Oh, yeah? Well, your Bobby is a grown man. And guess what? He can hang out with whoever he wants.
Oh, yes, he can. Whoever he wants. Except you. Bobby, that woman is a devil. And I want you to stay away from her. You hear me?
Yes, Mom.
Now, you come on inside while that little...
So this is another, you know, Mrs. Boucher always has her very swamp-like barbecues.
And yeah, she's Cajun style.
Cajun style. And so the first one we saw was the snake, which, what did Coach Klein say? He asked...
He asked her what part of the snake that she's eating, or that he's eating.
He's eating. And she says, snakes don't really have...
Yeah, they don't have parts, and that he was eating the knee. So he ate a snake's knee.
It's like a big anaconda on the table. And now, we watched, it's the little, I would assume, baby alligators that they just, grilled up with head and feet and all. I remember watching this and being slightly grossed out in the theaters as a little kid. This probably didn't help you want to eat more.
No, it's definitely advanced my phobias a little further, probably.
Have you ever eaten alligator?
No, I have not.
Would you try alligator?
I'd try it.
Like alligator sausage or something?
Yeah, definitely.
It's good. If I think anything could be bad if you cook it wrong, but, you know, and anything could be almost good, I think, if you cook it right. But this is, so Vicky Valancourt is meeting, obviously Adam Sandler's awesome in this movie, and I said Henry Winkler is the MVP. Kathy Bates is awesome in this movie.
She does. She's a great actress in this movie.
This was also prime, like, the Kathy Bates, because, like, the year, I think, in 1997, Titanic came out.
Yeah, she's coming off Titanic, and she does The Water Boy, which is crazy, but she does great in both
of them.
That's
awesome. Yeah. I mean, how many, like, this would be a fun movie to, like, create, like, a drinking game to, because, like, how many times she mentions the devil.
Oh, yeah.
Between that.
Every time she says the devil.
Yeah, every time she says the devil, every time Bobby says, like, Mama said, you know, those would be...
Yeah, you'd get very drunk. You'd be very drunk.
And I remember even being a kid and being weirded out by Vicky saying to the mom that she thought that smelly feet are sexy.
Yeah.
This is a very awkward...
And Deputy Dog.
And Deputy Dog, too. But I just remember... between the conversation and the food on the table, just thinking that it was an experience I never would want to have. But I ended up eventually going down to Louisiana and loving the food, so I'm not trying to insult Bayou people, but, I mean, the city at least was fun, of New Orleans.
Yeah, you gotta have the swamp experience.
I think, and then at the end of the scene, Bobby goes inside with Mama, and Vicky just kind of bites off the head of a baby alligator.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. She bites, like, right in his eye.
What's her name? How do you pronounce Feruza Balk?
Yeah, I have no idea what her name is.
Feruza? She was also in a P.S. I Love Hoffman film, Almost Famous. There she goes, biting the head off the alligator.
In most of her movies, she just plays a crazy person.
Yeah. What do you think of her?
She's kind of gross.
Here we go. We've got a Dan Patrick. I think this is the first time Dan Patrick is in an Adam Sandler movie, right? That's the announcer's name.
Yeah, this movie, that part of the movie, just brought back memories too. Because I remember just watching SportsCenter and it being like this. Like,
yeah,
it's not the same anymore.
And they're doing the highlights of him pouring the water, pretty much on SportsCenter, saying that it's South Central Louisiana State University,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so that, you know, now they have Bobby Boucher, a new linebacker, and he's also the water boy. And the scoring in this movie is so weird. There's so many, like, there's like 5-0. It's all like low scoring. I don't know if you paid attention to that.
No, I didn't really notice
yeah,
that.
It's always like a safety and a field goal.
Well, that's the only way they're going to score is because their offense is
Yeah, that's a good point. Let's see. Other things I want to talk about. Oh, I love... So, just how into water he is. I love in the beginning how it said, like, rainwater, spring water, and distilled water.
Going to what you're saying about him with the water, he doesn't even call himself a water boy, which I found funny. He calls himself a water distribution engineer.
Oh, and here we go. And Bobby brings Louisiana frog cakes. I can't say that I've ever had Louisiana frog cakes.
It looks like a muffin with a frog's leg sticking out of it.
How much to eat that?
You'd have to give me a lot, probably.
What are we talking?
Like $500.
$500?
And that's me being as cheap as possible.
And you would eat the whole thing?
Oh, not the whole thing, no. I'd eat one. I'm not eating that whole tray, though.
No. I meant, like, the whole muffin with the frog leg.
$500, most likely, yeah.
All right, foodie fans, send in the muffins with the frog legs and along with $500.
Take just a couple donations. You know.
Yeah.
You could see me eat a Louisiana frog cake.
With the Mud Dogs, I think they're one of those teams that I think that they do a really good job with, like, the world building, because you just see, like, you've got the coach that's, like, talking to the football, you've got the Cajun coach, Farmer Fran, you have the drunk cheerleaders, you have the players sharing the cup. Like, it's just a good, as far as sports movies, I mean, what are some of your favorite sports movies?
I really like Goon. With Sean William Scott.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be one of my favorite movies in general. Goon 2 is not as good, but I like that one too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called Unnecessary Roughness. That's another... Have you never seen it? It's a really bad 90s football movie. And then, like, a girl's a kicker on the team.
There are so many... I think
Scott Bakula is in it.
I did a post... Oh, here... the LT scene. As a Giants fan, I enjoy the LT.
I'm a huge LT fan, even though I'm a Jets fan.
And the irony of and this is why you don't smoke crack.
Yeah, Bobby goes and tells them how he plays football, and then because it's just nonsense what he says, LT tells the kids not to smoke crack.
Chris, I've got a special treat for you. We're going to, in honor of the water boy, we're going to do a water taste test. I've brought along with me... I think 6 different types of waters. We're going to get them out. We're going to pour them into glasses. And we're going to, you know, I'm not going to ask you, oh, can you tell me which one is which? But I'm curious is if you can taste a difference and which one you enjoy more.
Yeah, I can taste the difference between Poland Spring and ShopRite water. So we'll see.
We'll see. Okay. All right, Chris. Lined up in front of you are 5 different waters. And... on the bottom of the cups, there are numbers. And so I've written down, separate away from you, what numbers, you know, are what waters. But we've got Poland Spring, Aquafina, Fiji, Dasani, and Smart Water. So all, you know, they're not the, like, you know, you said you could taste the difference between, like, a ShopRite, you know, like those... and, like, Poland Spring. But I'm curious, you know, because I think, what is it, Dasani that's the... I think it's
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola product.
Yeah, and I think Aquafina is Pepsi.
Is Smart Water. Anybody?
I'm guessing that's Coca-Cola. I've never had Smart Water or Fiji water before.
Oh. Okay. Well, Just, you know, so I don't want you to try to guess which one is which, but I'm just curious, you know, if one you enjoy which one the most. So, and I'll write it down. I'll write down what number you say, like, you know, that you like that the most. And I mean, they're all very similar, so don't feel bad.
Yeah, I'm sure they're all basically the same.
Riveting round. Glad I came up with this idea.
One's pretty good. It's nothing special. Just some water.
Yes, I want in-depth. Tell me about this water.
Number two tastes just like number one.
Just looks like number one, okay.
Let me do them in order.
Yeah, okay.
I really didn't like number three.
Number three, no good. Okay.
That stinks.
One and two, the same. Three, no good.
Number four tastes about the same as one and two.
We're finding out. This is a free podcast, people.
Oh wait, what is that number?
Is that that's a two?
That's a two. That so is a two. Is, oh, this You're is five.
Five, yeah.
Yeah, basically all the same. I think I just didn't like number three very much.
All right, and so, well, you know what? I'm glad at least one stuck out. So number three is Smart Water.
Ah, that's why. I've never had it before.
It's not very good. Not a fan.
Not in my opinion.
Poland Spring, Dasani, those were one and two. Four and five, Fiji, and then Aquafina.
I don't understand why these people are ordering cases of Fiji. Water at my I deliver a lot of water cases of Fiji at work, and
it's a more expensive water.
Yeah, it's a
premium water.
Yeah, it's premium water. I don't understand why though.
Well, I don't. You know what? I'm glad we did this segment to at least bring a bit more awareness to the water consumption out there. I mean, this was just a silly fun, you know, sketch to do. But what do you think about, like, buying... Do you buy water, or do you, you know, more and more... I'm trying more and more. Of course, I just bought five different bottles for this thing. But, you know, like, there's something to be said about water is, for the most part, free.
Yeah, I think, basically, if you you get, like, one of those Brita filters and just use tap water, it's probably the same thing. You know, but...
I try to do that.
I'll buy bottles of water just for work. But
yeah, when you're out and about and you need to, you know, you need some quick water, you need to hydrate.
Yeah. Gotta stay lubed.
Well, before we... gotta stay lubed. If you take anything away from this episode, people, just... You gotta stay lubed. I love also... You know, I said earlier that the world building of the team, but a fun, like, little magical crux in this movie is that of the like, glacier water, right? The shining blue bottle.
Yeah, I think it was some special water that was blessed by an Eskimo.
An Eskimo shaman of sorts.
I think that's what it was, yeah. And he gets cheap-shotted where he gets injured by somebody on Louisiana. He's passed out on the ground, and she gives him the magical glacier water, and it makes him jump back up to his feet.
I love that. I mean, so this is... I read that this was the... Adam Sandler has the two highest grossing sports comedies of all time, and that's this and then The Longest Yard, another football movie that he's in. But, you know, like sports movies, they always have that, the downfall, you know, like the injured player. Even I think we were saying it before we started recording, the towel boy, right?
Yeah, the Michigan uses their towel boy as an experiment because they saw the success they were having with the water boy.
With the water boy, so they use their towel boy.
And he's just a little guy who gets laid out.
Yeah.
And it's not the same. It doesn't work like the water boy.
Yeah, you think of movies like Rudy and Brian's Song and just, you know, or The Natural, all these movies that have athletes that end up getting injured and they're sit-out and then they... come back or whatever for like the final, you know, to score again or whatever. And it was just so perfect that it was just, like you said, he just hops back up from this.
Yeah, I don't know what they call it. He just leaps from his back to his feet.
Yeah, what? There must be some kind
it's
of.
There's
got to
be like a technical term for it, but
feels
I
like
can't
a,
remember.
Some kind of kung fu karate type.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
We'll go with
kung
that.
Fu leap.
Kung fu leap. Bobby and his kung fu leap. Chris, before we finish talking about the water boy, what, just you know, we talked about some food-related scenes, but what are just some of your favorite scenes from this movie?
My favorite scene is when he has a black eye from playing football, and his mom asks how he got the black eye, and he told her that a gorilla escaped from the zoo and punched him in the eye. And then later in the movie, you see he gets another black eye, and he's doing a gorilla motion because it's like during a montage where you can't hear. And then she's making a sign for a wanted gorilla and a reward.
Yeah, it's just like a marker-drawn, cartoonish, angry gorilla.
And she believes that a gorilla escaped from the zoo and punched him in the eye twice. It's pretty great.
We're actually, this is my favorite scene, I think, in the whole movie we're watching right now. It's the flashback of Coach Red and Coach Klein. And I don't know if you remember this, but one Halloween, I dressed as young Coach Klein. I had a very 70s looking shirt like he's wearing. I put on an afro, I think maybe some, I don't know, corduroy pants. And then from a story that I'll share in full another time, but I own a pair of heels that properly fit me, a size 14 woman.
Wow.
And I was Coach Klein when he's on the phone with his grandmother. It was the most specific costume.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people didn't get it.
No.
And thought you were
I
nuts.
Walked around with a cord.
Yeah,
with the
phone.
Yeah.
Because he's talking on a phone, but it's not plugged into anything in the movie.
I remember seeing that as a kid and thinking that was absolutely hysterical.
Yeah, and nuts. But
that's just like Adam Sandler, like that. I mean, just thinking of another phone related scene, that makes me think of like Billy Madison and then Steve Buscemi on the phone with him when he calls up to apologize and ELO telephone line is playing. And then afterwards he crosses his name off as people that he doesn't need to kill anymore.
Yeah.
And then he just puts lipstick on his lips. And Adam Sandler movies just have like some best little cutaway scenes.
Yeah, there wasn't much in movies like that around that time. He was kind of invented that kind of nutty comedy.
Yeah, it's like this is the time. I mean, who was king in the 90s? You had, I feel like, Adam Sandler, Mike Myers,
Chris Farley,
Jim Carrey, right?
Yeah, he had a good couple of movies.
He had a good run.
He went a little nuts.
But you're an Adam Sandler guy.
I'll take Adam Sandler over all of them.
Are there any recent Adam Sandler movies that you've enjoyed in this time, in this Netflix deal time?
I can't, for some reason the name always escapes me. It's the one with Andy Samberg, and that's my boy.
Oh,
that's a great Adam Sandler movie.
Really like that one because that's rated R, so I feel like they get to do a bit more in that.
It's kind of like he went back to his roots, and I remember seeing another one that was pretty good. I just can't remember.
You tried to have me watch that Ridiculous 6 one.
Oh yeah, that one's not very good.
That one's garbage.
Mike Grimes loved it though. One of his new Netflix movies is pretty good too. The Week of, where his daughter's getting married.
Oh, the
pretty
one
good.
With Chris Rock.
And then what's that other one called that was good? I can't remember.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But we'll always remember him for the early work in which he said Happy Gilmore. That's like definitively.
I remember my dad took me to the movie theater to see that, and he regretted it afterwards. He was like, I wish I didn't do that. That movie really changed my life.
I'd have to say my top four, and not in a particular order, are Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Wedding Singer, and Big Daddy. Those are...
Yeah, I actually left Wedding Singer out. That definitely deserved a mention.
I think Wedding Singer might be his, like, best... not including, like, Punch Drunk Love.
That,
and, like,
Wedding Singer's like a movie you could watch with your girl, and she'll enjoy
it. It's yeah, exactly. It's the most, like, it pleases the most audiences,
yeah, like,
right?
Your girlfriend probably won't want to watch Waterboy.
Yeah.
You know, this is like a movie you watch with your stupid friends, but
Well, that's why we're talking about it.
Yeah.
We're just stupid friends watching.
It's something we'd watch together.
Exactly. But it's football season, and it's a football movie, and it's The Waterboy. I mean, that sums it up. All right, Chris, this is the famous food scene segment. Go ahead and pick one out of the hat. All right, Chris, so what scene did you get?
I got the Rocky hitting meat.
Oh, the Rocky, the famous, I think Rocky discovering that he should train, right? Rocky's filled with memorable scenes, but that's a pretty up there. It's like running the steps. I mean, it's all about training.
It kind of made, like, fighting meat famous, you know? I don't think anybody ever did that before Rocky. I'm not sure, but...
All right, let's check it out.
Come on. Sticks it! Hey, come on! Sticks it, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, did you kill all these things?
Oh, across the street.
This is like an animal morgue, you know?
It's a little cold in here, ain't it?
Yeah.
Hey,
come on, Gazza's a good man, you know that.
Hey, don't get excited, I know that. That's when I want you to talk to him about me in the collecting job. That'd get me out of this stinking freezer.
Why don't you do yourself a favor, you know? Why don't you keep to the job because you eat better, you know?
Boo.
Is it ever snowing here?
You and my sister, how are you getting along together?
How you think?
I'm not sure, Rock. What's the story?
About what?
What's the story? What's happening? You really like her?
Sure I like her.
I don't see it. What's the attraction?
I don't know. It fills gaps, I guess.
What's gaps?
I don't know, gaps. She's got gaps, I got gaps. Together we fill gaps. I don't know.
You balling her?
Hey, you don't talk dirty about your sister.
You screw with my sister?
You see, that's why I can't connect you with Gazza. You know that, Paulie? Because you got a big mouth. You know, you just talk too much. It's getting cold in here. I think I'm going home.
Cold in here? It is cold in here! It stinks in here! You stink!
It's a movie. Rocky's written by Sylvester Stallone. What do you have to say about Sly in this scene?
It's an interesting scene. He punches a bunch of meat. He breaks the ribs, and then it looks like he leaves with a treat for himself to eat for dinner later.
Yeah, Paulie gives him like a little bit of steak.
Him some meat to eat later.
He walks in. What does he say, Rob? He's like, "Oh, it stinks in here."
Yeah, he says, "Stinks in here." Hey.
Which, yeah, can you give me your best Sylvester Stallone right now?
I could try. It's not going to be good.
All
right. Hey, yeah, I told you it's gonna be terrible. But
and then he says to Paulie, "Hey, you kill these things?" Boo. The simplicity. I love, like.
But that's one of the world's best movies,
right?
You know, so
it's the true underdog.
Does
movie.
He? I think he hits meat again in the fourth one too when he's training to fight Drago.
Oh,
I'm pretty
I don't know
sure
if
he hits meat.
Yeah.
Or at least I know he carries some meat up a mountain, and then maybe he hits it.
I think he carries a log. I don't know if
yeah,
it's meat.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
I think he definitely. I know then in Rocky Balboa, that's like the sixth one when he's like old and Adrian's passed away. Spoiler alert. And he wants to train again. Like, Paulie's even fired from the meat factory, but he sneaks him back in and they train there. But, like, I mean, there's also. I would include the egg scene, but that's part of the montage, so there's no dialogue. But that's also, I mean, just very... He chases the chicken. I think that's part of this. It might be the second one, but who knows.
It's a good way to train.
I mean, have you ever trained for anything before, Chris? Is this... You own some... workout devices.
I've done some boxing in my garage. I've never boxed meat.
Boxed meat.
But I might do it one day, so.
Do you think that you'd set something up at UPS? Would they allow you to
fight meat?
Fight meat?
Probably not. I don't think so.
But Rocky, I mean, what? Anything else to say about Rocky? There's
no, yeah. You know, he just punches some meat.
Just punching some meat.
You know, a lot of people like to beat their meat.
I don't know if we'll include that, but that's good.
You could cut it out. Okay. You could cut out. You could cut out anything I say, and I'm not gonna be like, "Whoa, come on!"
All right, Chris, we've talked Waterboy. We've talked food in general. We've talked Waterboy. We've talked the famous food scene of Rocky. Are you ready for Gut Instincts? I kind of made you aware of it before we started recording, but this is, you know, it's a speed round, but it's just supposed to be what, you know, the first thing that comes to you when I ask you these questions.
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Good to go. All right. And you're good. You've fared well with competitions before. I mean, that was skating around ice in a puck suit, but
yeah, a little different.
But this is. I'm sorry, I don't have a really a prize for you.
That's after okay. This.
You can keep all the waters. All
right, that's good.
All right, favorite fast food.
McDonald's.
What's like the McDonald's? What's your go-to? This is a tangent question.
The reason I like McDonald's is the McChicken, and the coffee's always cheap and it's pretty good. So I can't go wrong going to McDonald's.
I think the coffee from McDonald's has been voted numerous times as like the best fast food coffee.
Yeah, like if you drink Burger King coffee, you're going to be very upset. It's not good.
It's the Mickey D's. What's your go-to, I know you said, you know, you're not a big drinker, but what's your go-to alcoholic drink?
Well, lately I've had the Captain Morgan. It's like the coconut rum. Mm-hmm. It's really good. But I used to just drink a lot of Jack and Coke.
Jack and Coke. That was a favorite of mine in my younger years. Then Jack betrayed me.
It gets the job done.
It gets the job done.
But it will betray you.
Favorite childhood snack?
Definitely the Dunkaroos.
Dunkaroos. Oh, that's funny. I think actually on the last episode, Perla gave that answer too. Now let me ask you, vanilla or chocolate?
Definitely vanilla.
That's 2 weeks in a row with vanillas.
I think for Dunkaroos you gotta go with the vanilla.
It's got like the right, the, I think I,
they got like little sprinkles.
Yeah, it's like the
funfetti. Yeah,
kinda. Okay, sweet or savory?
Go sweet.
Sweet. Favorite food city?
Paramus, New Jersey.
Paramus, New Jersey.
No, I couldn't think of anything.
What's in Paramus?
The mall.
The mall?
You go to.
You like a good food court?
Yeah, you go to the food court and you pay a couple dollars more than you would have paid somewhere else. That's why I enjoy Paramus.
Well, then you get to do some shopping as well.
Yeah, it's the convenience.
I like it. No, that's good. Favorite cuisine?
Lean cuisine.
That's fine if that's your answer, but Mexican?
I'd say like
Chinese, Italian,
like southwestern style, like a little spice. I guess Mexican.
You like Moe's, right?
Yeah, I love Moe's. I love some Moe's.
I love Moe's too. Moe's queso is awesome.
I'd say southwestern style.
Guilty pleasure food. What's something that you're like, I shouldn't eat this, but you know.
Cheesecake. I had some cheesecakes on the cruise, and they were delicious.
Ooh, any kind of toppings, or are we just talking just the...
I just need the cake.
Need the cake. I love cheesecake. Good New York cheesecake. Favorite... earlier you said you didn't for a longest time. Do you now have a favorite condiment?
Definitely Frank's Red Hot. But they've recently come out with, like, Frank's Extra Red Extra Hot.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually spicy. Like, Frank's Red Hot's not spicy. But
no, it's just like a Tabasco-ing flavoring kind of...
It tastes great, but this new Frank's Extra Hot or whatever it's called, it's actually a little spicy.
So you said you love, like, buffalo chicken. So,
yeah, and buffalo sauce or Frank's Red Hot.
Frank's Red Hot. I mean, what are your thoughts? I'm going to go on a little bit of a tangent. What are your thoughts on spicy food? You know, like, I'm not going to name names. We have a friend that at one point, you know, was saying that, like, oh, he loves, you know, like, the, you know, the spicier, the better. I'm someone, like, I gotta enjoy it. I don't need to, like, burn my mouth. What are your thoughts?
I don't want to eat something and be, like, sweating uncontrollably. Yeah. So.
You want to enjoy the wings.
Like, give me, like, a medium spice, but whenever you get medium somewhere, it's not hot at all.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to go with the extra hot.
So the Frank's has an extra hot, and that's good. And that's actually spicy. Good to know. What's the last thing you ate?
Today I had buffalo chicken, like, chicken bites from Purdue. They're pre-made.
Mm. What would be your last meal?
Well, I mentioned it before. Probably maybe a buffalo chicken wrap, some watermelon, or anything buffalo chicken.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going out, I'm going out eating buffalo chicken.
Buffalo chicken, watermelon. What would be the... You can have a dessert with that as well.
I guess I'll go with the cheesecake.
Cheesecake?
Yeah.
Well, that's why you give them for those answers, because it's your favorite thing. So that would be your last meal. Makes sense. Do you prefer to, like, go out and eat, or do you like cooking at home?
I'd rather cook at home. I hate having people wait on me. I'm more of a, like, I'll go get it myself. I just feel awkward when people have to do things for me.
Mm-hmm. What's your spirit food? I think I know the answer.
Buffalo chicken.
Now this, you know, I've had chefs come on, I've had people that have food Instagram accounts, people that are much more involved in the world of food.
Yeah.
But I've had Brian and Mike and Joey of the Cage Club Podcast Network. You know, there's guys that, you know, I feel like Mike Manzi is similar to you, that he's got his go-to things that he enjoys. He likes his, you know, like, the simplicity of, like, he likes grilled cheeses, Taylor and Meg and cheese, like, BLTs, like, those are, you know, like, the meals he enjoys. But still, I feel like this question can be answered by everybody. But what do you think is the greatest lesson you've learned in food?
You know, no matter what something looks like, you got to try it. But I follow my nose. If my nose doesn't like it...
Oh, I like this.
You know, yeah. My nose is pretty large, so I listen to what it tells me.
I've gotten similar answers before, that you got to try things, I like that you added, because smell is a huge part of taste. And so you, beforehand, you'll look at something, you'll give it a chance, but also you'll take a sniff. And if it doesn't, what are some things that come to mind that you're like, nope, like, you know.
Just ketchup. I cannot stand the way it smells, and that's why I don't eat it. I can't do it. And pasta sauce, basically things with tomatoes, I just don't like them.
You're a Jersey boy that doesn't like tomatoes.
I'm a disgrace.
You're a disgrace. Chris, I've had fun talking food and water boy and all those good things with you. Thank you for coming on. What did you feel about? I mean, I know this was, you know, talking food in general.
Well, I apologize for my bland palate. You know, it's just the way I've always been. I know it's probably not the most exciting food stories that I tell, but it's been a pleasure to be on.
We end every episode with a catchphrase. It's something that I know you'll appreciate this, because you're very close with your grandmother. This is something my grandmother always says when she would cook something. She would always say, there's more to cut. And I feel like that just transcends from food into life, that there's just, you know, reach for it. There's always something else out there. So if you could tell the foodie fans, there's more to cut.
There's more to cut. And my grandma always said, manja.
Manja?
It means eat in Italian.
Manja. Manja.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love in my tummy. And I feel like I'm loving you. Love you, such a sweet thing. Good enough to eat thing. And it's just what I'm gonna do. Ooh, love to hold ya. Ooh, love to kiss ya. Ooh, love, I love it so. Sweet.